Good morning. It's great to have guests. It's really great to have guests in studio, and it's really great to have old friends in studio. It's time to get healthy with Your Medicine Finger Lakes Health. And Kimberly Alacqua is here. I missed you last time I filled in because you were off doing some important thing, and Caroline was here, but it's great to see you.
So good to see you, Ted.
I always love to meet the providers and hear their stories. A couple of news and notes things I saw. It's sweeping the country, pickleball, and you're going to do pickleball for a unique cause for the emergency department.
Yes, it's going to be our second annual pickleball tournament. This is from the Geneva General Auxiliary, Friends of Geneva General Hospital. It is on Saturday, October 3rd. You can register online at flhealth.org. And all the proceeds from this tournament are going to go towards an activity cart for the emergency department in Geneva General Hospital. And this cart is going to be shaped like a little ambulance, and it's going to have toys and books and stickers, just things to have for children when they come to the emergency room to help ease their anxiety. So we're really excited about this project.
That kind of fits in with what you've been doing over the last few years in terms of redesigning some of the spaces. And I did the tour a few years back when you opened up some of the new rooms. And everything is much less kind of medical institutional and more kind of friendly and home-like.
Yes, we really want to focus on the customer experience and the patient experience. We know people don't want to be in the hospital, and they don't want to have to be in a doctor's office. So when they are there, we want to make it as comfortable and as friendly as possible so that they have a wonderful experience.
And if people haven't seen some of these facilities we're talking about, we have some open houses coming up.
Yes. On September 15th, we have Finger Lakes Health Primary Care. The pediatric office is doing an open house from 5 to 7 p.m. And then on September 22nd, our new primary care practice in Lyons is opening, and they're doing an open house on September 22nd from 4 to 6 p.m. So it's a great opportunity to come out and see both of these practices and meet the providers. And then I do have one more plug. So we're always talking about primary care, and so today we have a primary care provider, Dr. Kozlowski, with us. But I also want to give another reminder about MyChart, our last radio show. That's all we talked about, but it's really important for people to start signing up for MyChart now, because the existing patient portals that we do have will be going away. And we want to make sure that everybody is signed up with MyChart so that they're ready to be able to request their prescriptions, communicate with their providers, see their visits, view their labs and everything. So on flhealth.org, right on the main page, is a link where you can sign up for MyChart. So we really want to encourage people to do that.
It's real easy. I've got mine, and you've got all your information right there. And because all the time somebody, you know, they'll ask you if you go to a new primary doctor or something, when did you have this treatment? I'm like, I don't know. I don't remember. But yeah, if you have MyChart, you look it right up and go, yeah, it was December 14th or whatever.
And that's the beauty of it. It's one record.
Yeah.
One patient, one record. All of your information is right there, so all of your providers can see it within the university network.
All right. Let's meet our provider.
So today we have a first-time guest with us. We have Dr. Michael Kozlowski with us. He is a family medicine physician at Seneca Family Health. He sees patients from newborn through lifetime. So
I want to ask you one question, and maybe you don't know the answer to this, but I noticed that Seneca Family Health is connected to Soldiers and Sailors. Why is it connected to Soldiers and Sailors instead of Geneva General? Or is that a long, convoluted thing?
it's built through Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital. It's a rural health clinic.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So it's built under Soldiers and Sailors. Same thing, Life Care, even though it's located in Seneca Falls. That is part of Soldiers and Sailors.
All right. Dr. Kozlowski, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
So it's great to have you here. We were just talking, Hobart football's opening up. You did part of your medical training at John Carroll in Ohio, where they play serious football.
Yeah. That was, I remember we were like number one or number two in the nation for a little bit at John Carroll. And I think we played Hobart a couple times, and we always lost to Mount Union every year, except for one year. I was there when we beat them, and it was awesome.
Oh, man, that's great. So tell us, are you from that area? Because I know you've been to, you did training in Batavia and all over the place.
Yeah, no, I'm from Rochester. I just went to undergrad out in Cleveland. Then I did my medical school training down in Bradenton, Florida, which was actually the Lake Geary College down in Bradenton. And then I moved back home for the residency in second half of medical school up in Batavia, New York.
So I'm always curious why providers pick the specialties they do. You are DO, I'm going to take a wild guess, Doctor of Orthopedics?
No, osteopathic.
Okay.
So family medicine trained and board certified in family medicine. With the DO at the end is part of the medical school training. So you do everything that's very similar in like medical school, but the only thing that's an addition is you get a little bit more training and hands-on approach with like back pains and neck pains and things like that.
So tell us a little bit about this practice. You've got several doctors and what, about four or five nurse practitioners, I think.
Seneca Family Health. Yeah, we got a big team there, which is awesome. And like you know, saying I see newborns all the way to as old as you can get. Some weeks my youngest patient is 2 days old, and some days my oldest patient is 95, 96 years old. So
wow.
You kind of get a whole spectrum.
Now, I always say when I do these interviews, part of the purpose is to educate the public, part is to get free medical advice for me. And this sounds like it's right up my path. OMT, osteopathic manipulative therapy. If you're feeling a little less flexible than you used to be and a little creaky here and there, how can OMT help us?
Yeah, so the idea of it is to try to get some more mobility and hopefully some pain relief without having to use a medicine, which is always the goal. It's a nice little tool in the toolbox that I have with doing primary care. And it's kind of what we do is different exercises and some almost like massage-like treatments that we can do in the office there to see if we get any relief and see if we can get any more mobility back.
So I'm a 66-year-old man, a little bit overweight, all the usual stuff, doesn't take care of himself as well as he should. How would you start by evaluating me? If I come in and I say, this OMT sounds like it's for me, how would you go about determining what we need to do?
It depends on what ails you. So if you have some low back pain, we'll try to figure out, you know, what you've done so far, what have you tried so far, and then we kind of take a feel of your back, see where it's hurting, see what's just tight, and see if we can get you kind of a little bit looser by the end of the appointment.
So part of this, what is myofascial release?
So the myofascia is like the it's like the covering of the muscles.
Oh, okay.
So sometimes the covering of the muscles get really tight. So the myofascia is trying to get the kind of the tensions around the muscles to relax, and that can help a lot of those kind of off end tensions.
Now, it's off other things besides age can cause you to have reduced muscle function and things. But what are some of the reasons as we get older that we lose that flexibility and we find that the things we used to be able to do easily, you know, you kneel down on the ground and now it's not as easy to get up as it used to be?
I mean, a lot of it is based on how we are in society. We just like when you get like a desk job or tech neck or we're down on our phones all the time, like you're going to get those, you know.
Tech
chronic.
Neck.
Yeah.
So that's what that is.
Yeah. It's when you're at your computer all day, yeah. Which is what I suffer from all the time, too.
Yeah. I tell you, the other one, and I'm feeling it right now, is I call it mouse elbow. If you don't have that hand at kind of the right angle and everything, that it can get to you after a while.
Oh, yeah.
So what would be a good exercise or therapy for my right mouse hand to ease that a bit?
It depends on what's causing it, you know. I'd have to do like more of like an evaluation.
So is this OMT relatively new?
No, it's pretty old actually, from like the late 1800s, and then it kind of just built on going forward over time. But it's part of it's a different medical, it's very similar, like you'll see osteopathic or DO for a lot of different doctors. And you learn this this therapy in medical school, but not everyone does it. But it's a nice thing that I kind of got a little bit more training in residency that I try to, it's just using my, you know, having the toolbox.
Now, one of the things that you talk about is postural issues, and that's been a problem for me for a long time since I was a kid. I played these games. I spent my childhood hunched over a table, and as a result, have some scoliosis. How can you improve posture and kind of straighten out and feel a little bit better?
We'll try some like different exercises, figure out where the imbalances are, and then try to strengthen the, you know, what's weak, and then try to get everything back and hopefully back in alignment.
Now, another thing you treat is headaches and migraines, which we tend to sort of think of those as stress or I don't know how to say it, not necessarily a physical thing. So how often are headaches caused by maybe your body's a little out of line or something.
Yeah, I mean, a very common type of migraine is a tension migraine, which is caused, you know, I have a lot of different causes, but one of the more common causes is tension of the neck muscles that are pulling on the head. So if you can get those neck muscles to relax, you can help a lot of those headaches that people will get.
Now, you talked about tech neck, and we're talking about mouse elbow and things, and you know, you see once in a while these videos talking about what you should do. What if you're the typical, like me, you know, I work in a chair with wheels on it, and I'm at a computer all day. How often should I take a break? What kind of stretches or exercises can I do to minimize that impact?
So what I see is a lot of shoulders that are hunched forward. So being able to kind of open up the anterior, the front of the chest to try to stretch out the front will help a lot with the back.
And is, for example, monitor placement? Should my monitor be right at eye level or a little low, a little upper? What's the ideal angle to not mess up your neck?
That is a good question. I know in medical school we'd stack textbooks on textbooks to try to get the monitor as high as you can.
We got a cardboard box here, and yeah.
Yeah, and everyone would buy these little book stands that you try to like put a giant textbook on that would just fall over all the time. So I don't know if I have a good answer for that. It's just kind of very individualistic.
So I take it you're accepting patients right now?
Mm-hmm. Yep, both for primary care, and then I do some consults for the OMT.
Oh, okay. And you also, you can handle sports injuries, which is a growing...
Yeah.
I guess that's... I don't know if it's not a good thing, obviously, but it's a good thing so many people are getting involved in sports, like pickleball.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for what you do. That OMT... Go ahead, Kim.
And if you want to schedule an appointment with Dr. Kozlowski, you can call 315-787-4977.
I blew right through that part. That's why you're here. Thank you so much. Dr. Kozlowski, thanks for being here. We appreciate it. Always good to meet new friends and new providers. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.